Welcome to a new special episode of the podcast AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
That's right.
If you're looking to deepen your understanding of AI, definitely make sure to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled wherever you get your podcasts, especially on Apple.
Good call.
So today we're diving deep into, well, a pretty big announcement. It feels like it could signal a really revolutionary shift in how we interact with AI and, you know, computing generally.
Absolutely. We're looking at excerpts from a discussion with Sam Altman of OpenAI and Joni Ive of Lovefrom. Some heavy hitters there.
Definitely. Our mission today is basically to unpack their vision for future AI devices, this whole collaboration, and figure out what it actually means for, well, for you listening.
It's a really interesting vision, and it apparently started a couple of years back, just conversations between Altman and Ive.
Right.
They were kicking around ideas about where AI meets new kinds of computers. Mm. You know, what does that actually look like?
And these two, I mean, they've seriously shaped tech as we know it. Sam Altman, obviously, CEO of OpenAI.
The ChatGPT powerhouse.
Exactly. And Joni Ive, heading up Lovefrom, his design firm, is described as having this just exceptionally high concentration of talent.
Yeah, think about the original iPhone, MacBooks.
Yeah.
That's Ive's legacy, right? Defining pieces of technology.
Totally. So they were talking and apparently it became clear they needed like a third entity.
That seems to be the story, which led to the creation of I.O., about a year ago, founded by Altman, but also with some really remarkable engineers.
Who were they?
Scott Cannon, Evans Hanke, and Tang Tan, described as, you know, extraordinary engineers.
Okay. And IO's focus, what's their expertise?
It's broad but deep. Hardware, software engineering, physics even, research, and importantly, product manufacturing. They cover the whole spectrum.
Got it. And now I.O. is actually merging with OpenAI.
That's the big news. And they have a very clear mission statement come in at this merger to create a family of devices, not just one, that empower people to use AI creatively. Really lean into the creative potential.
Okay, so moving beyond just like asking questions, they have a first product they're working on, right? And they sound pretty excited.
Oh, definitely. The enthusiasm is palpable.
Mm-hmm.
Joni Ive apparently said this initial device has completely captured their imagination.
Wow.
And he even called it the best work our team has ever done.
Yeah.
Now, considering his team's track record.
Yeah, that's a massive statement. You don't say that lightly after designing the iPhone.
Not at all. And Altman seems just as bullish. He mentioned living with a prototype.
Oh, interesting.
And called it the coolest piece of technology that the world will have ever seen.
Okay, bold claim. But it suggests they think they're onto something fundamentally different.
Exactly. And part of that comes from their critique of what we use now. They basically say our current ways of accessing advanced tech.
Like our phones and laptops.
Yeah. They're essentially based on ideas that are decades old. That's the phrase they used.
Hmm. Okay. I can see that argument.
They feel there's this mismatch. You know, super smart AI, but we're interacting with it through these, well, relatively old interfaces.
Can you give an example?
Altman used the example of asking a follow-up question to something like ChatGPT on your laptop.
Right.
You have to, like, grab the mouse, click the window, maybe scroll back, type it out. It's several steps. It breaks the flow.
It's not seamless.
Not at all. And their point is, this amazing technology deserves something much, much better. A more natural way to engage.
So it's really driven by this idea of improving the fundamental interaction, not just making a new gadget.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It sounds like a deeply shared philosophy is powering this whole thing.
There was a personal story from Altman, too, wasn't there?
Yeah, he mentioned his son, Charlie, showing him ChatGPT early on. And that was apparently a real, like, light bulb moment for him.
Ah, okay.
And his connection with Ive, it seems, was pretty rapid. They just clicked on this shared vision for where tech should go.
And how we should interact with it.
Yes, and crucially, they found they had this really strong alignment on values.
Hmm.
Like, when is technology actually good for people, and when does it, you know, potentially go wrong?
That ethical underpinning seems important here.
Very. I've really hammered this point home. He said, you need to look at the people making the decisions, their motivations, their values.
Not just the shiny tech itself.
Exactly. It's about the intent behind the creation.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be a big part of their partnership.
They also talked a bit about San Francisco, didn't they? Its role in all this.
They did. Described it as almost this mythical place.
Yeah.
You know, historically the leading edge of culture and tech. So many big ideas born there.
What do they credit for that?
A couple things. The unique geography, the hills apparently play a part.
Interesting.
But also critically, its culture. the way it accepts creative freedom in all of its weirdness, as they put it.
So an environment that lets unconventional ideas flourish.
Seems to be the idea. And they express real gratitude for that environment, a sense of owing something to the city.
And tying this back to the user, Altman has this goal, this aspiration for AI, right?
Yeah, very clearly. He wants AI to be truly democratized, accessible to everyone.
Not just tech experts using, as he put it, bad tools.
Exactly. He doesn't want it to be this niche thing for a technically proficient minority.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to become part of that group or just deepen your own AI skills.
Good point.
It's worth checking out the study guides by Etienne Newman, our show's creator. He's got books covering certifications like the Azure AI Engineer Associate AI 102, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, and the AWS Certified AI Practitioner.
Where can people find those?
They're all available at djamgatetech.com. We'll put the full links in the show notes. Naturally, they're great resources if you're looking to get certified.
Excellent. So the ultimate goal with these new devices is empowerment.
That really seems to be the core idea, empowering anyone with an idea to just make it happen, using these tools to bring visions to life, regardless of your coding skills.
It's a big ambition, and you get the sense they feel the weight of that, the responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. I've mentioned observing Altman, the sheer responsibility he carries, working late nights.
It's not just about OpenAI's success, then.
Apparently not. I've noted that Arvind's worries go way beyond the company. He's thinking about customers, about society, about culture, the whole impact.
And they're already seeing big impacts from current AI models, right?
Yeah, they shared some pretty striking examples. Users describing AI capabilities as genius level in various fields.
Wow, like what?
Things like massive productivity boosts. They mentioned scientists being maybe 2 or 3 times more productive using these tools.
2 or 3 times. I mean, think what that could mean for research.
Exactly. That's the implication. Potentially accelerating breakthroughs, like finding cures for diseases faster. It's that kind of potential they're seeing.
So there's a real optimism there.
Definitely. A belief that we're right on the edge of a new generation of tech that could genuinely help us be, you know, our better selves.
Okay, that gives us a huge amount to think about, so let's try and boil it down. What are the key takeaways from this deep dive?
Well, I think number one is this OpenAI love from collaboration. Altman and I have driving it. It's a serious attempt to completely rethink personal computing, putting AI right at the very core.
Not just adding AI features to old designs.
Right. It's built on this shared vision, this focus on making interaction more intuitive, more empowering for the user. And the buzz around the first prototype suggests it could be a really significant leap.
And if you're excited by this tech and want to get deeper into AI yourself, those books are a good place to start.
For sure. Etienne Newman's Study Guides Azure AI 102, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS AI Practitioner. They're designed to help you get certified. Check them out at djamgatetech.com. The links are in the show notes.
Great. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Just imagine, how could a truly seamless AI device change your day-to-day, your creative work?
Yeah, what possibilities jump out at you when you think about interacting with AI as easily as, well, talking to a person?
It's fascinating to consider, and as we watch this unfold, it seems that focus on human values, on democratic access that they talked about, that's going to be absolutely critical, isn't it?
Couldn't agree more. Shaping a future where this powerful technology actually benefits everyone, that's the real challenge and the opportunity.